Hey workers of Reddit, what illegal crap does your employer make you do on an almost daily basis? Serious, NSW? Worked at a big arrogant salon company about 8 years ago. Our boss made us sign an agreement that if we didn't make a retail goal each week, he got to deduct $50 from our weekly pay. I only worked there for a year into that before leaving. He was still doing up until last year. Yes, someone called the labor board on him. He had to pay everyone back. I was assistant manager of a pizza place. My hard-working, motivating and awesome GM left and the other assistant manager took over. He was selling weed and pills to the 16-18-year-old kids who were working with us. I'm all for do whatever you want as long as it's not on the clock at work. I smoked more than my fair share of pot back in the day and have done much experimenting. But these kids were popping Xanax bars, smoking blunts and snorting pills in the bathroom on the job. It was impossible to let an entire crew and run a restaurant with kids who were out of their minds. Some kids who has never taken a drug in their life eating a whole 2 mg Xanax bar and smoking a blunt then trying to make orders is the most ridiculous crap ever. I told the new GM, hey man, if these kids keep getting stoned and telling me how barred out and fricked up they are, I'm going to fire them since they just frick up and act stupid. This crap's gotta stop, man. He told me, well, you can't do that since I sold it to them and I will get in a lot of trouble. Well, crap. My bosses would frequently tell me not to mention anyone who was obviously laundering money because they were guaranteed profit for the company. I get paid in cash so he doesn't have to pay benefits, but it's okay because he works around my college schedule and the pay is good. Riding on the hooks of a crane instead of using ladders to get from container to container. A lot of the time it's in the middle of the ocean 50 to 100 feet in the air. OSHA would have a fit if they ever found out. Company policy clearly states that compressed air shouldn't be used to clean up under any circumstances, due to the risks associated with aerating silicon dust. If we don't clean up with compressed air after each shift, we get in trouble. Can't wait until I find a new job so I can call the relevant authorities about this one. Man, I worked at a place that was an OSHA nightmare. Everything we did was unsafe. One was my boss told me and another guy to get a pallet and a slab forklift. Send me 30 feet ring in the air, and move this scaffolding. I chickened out after a couple of bumps and got yelled at for not finishing. I took a pressure jetter to the back of the knee. My knee leaked water. I inhaled acid. We'd move trailers with a ball punched through a forklift fork. The shaft would stretch out. I got my ear blown out by an air compressor. I have all sorts of other injuries that were just as fun. I worked for a HVAC company that was shady and borderline predatory for a period of time. The company hired a piece of crap general manager that wanted us to condemn, deem unsafe whether it was or not, every gas furnace over X amount of years old, tell the customer we had to disable the furnace as a liability, as a means of getting them to buy a furnace from us. It's illegal as all frick to purposely disable someone's equipment, even if it isn't safe. Some of our technicians would literally remove a large portion of the furnace and take it back to the shop, without the customer committing to anything, saying they had to. A few times, the customer would call into the office and call BS, and want their piece of their furnace back. The manager would keep legitimately unsafe furnaces laying around to give them if it came down to it. I was constantly threatened with my job because I refused to take part in this freaking thievery. Eventually enough of us banded together to bring it to the owner that this douchebag manager was doing this, and they let him go. Things never really went back to normal because of the horrible reputation they made for themselves. Turns out they were paying him an outrageous salary as a means of bringing in extraordinary and insane sales numbers, hence the reason why he pushed us to do the shady crap. Long story short, if a heating cooling technician tells you your furnace air conditioner heat pump is fricked and you need to replace it, get a second opinion. The only thing I ask is that if the second opinion comes back to confirm your equipment needs to be replaced, give the first company an equal opportunity to do the work for being honest. Just last week, my boss made a co-worker travel to a mine site in Peru on a tourist visa because he was too lazy to help said co-worker obtain the proper work visa. Peru immigration officials quickly saw through his thinly veiled attempts to pass as a tourist, and he had the privilege of spending 3 days in Peruvian prison. One of my most recent last jobs, forged customers' signatures, lied to underwriters about risk, falsified details to get a policy issued even if it only meant it was active for 45-60 days, to having other non-licensed employees signing in under other people's license to issue policies, using the producer code of a business partner that we no longer had a relationship with, however commission still came to our company, no breaks, no lunches, and if you went to the bathroom to take a crap, you were questioned if you were sick and should go home. I'm no longer employed there. I think I was let go because I asked too many questions. I was going to a tech college from 7 a.m. to 2:30 every weekday. I'd come in and work 3-9 every night and 9-9 both Saturday and Sunday. It never worked out like that. I'd roll in at 3, work till 1-2 a.m. On the weekend, I'd come in at 8 and work till 1-2 a.m. Eventually had to quit tech school and work 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. The butthole thing they did to me was forget to put my extra hours into the system. Had to bring all of my evidence forward. The sign-in machine prints a weekly log that you can get. I kept all of them and they ended up shelling out almost $3,000 of back pay for the month. At my university job, we are required to take a 3-credit class to work the job, and we pay for the class. Clearly, apparently this might be illegal on both state and federal levels, which makes sense, because for the first few months, that job cost me more than I made. I worked at an upscale fish restaurant. All of this happened. The company handbook says tip 10% to the busser, 5% to the bar. However, everyone was expected to tip 10% to the bar so that the company could claim less on taxes, and there was nothing you could do about it. They encouraged us not to claim our cash tips to break even. Every night the ketchup, Cholula, and Tabasco glass bottles had to be full, which meant pouring ketchup from one bottle into the other. In the summer the bottles would ferment because of this and explode. There was an incident from tapping the glass ketchup bottles together, where a piece of glass got poured onto a woman's hamburger, which she ate and had to go to the hospital. The company charged us an employee meal every day and we ended up having to pay $3,100 every 2 weeks on payday. I understand this is common in some restaurants, but we were getting taxed on money we didn't get paid. When it came time for cleaning, the general manager had all the employees come in on a Saturday to clean the place, was promised we'd see the pay for cleaning hours on the next paycheck. No one was compensated. Former produce stocker for a moderately sized grocery store. The owner tried to find ways of cutting corners and making us do more work with same pay, you know how it goes, etc. He started looking into going to a market where you basically buy produce and other items ordered by other major stores but were refused and sent back for any reason. Well, we would get these loads every week and the product usually had a very low shelf life, like a bag of baby carrots typically last a month when they are fresh. The stuff we received, not just carrots, had about a few days to a week to sell before we had to pitch it. We spent hours sorting through damaged and moldy produce to repackage it at a reduced cost. The owner was by no means a friendly person and the store manager was no better. He micromanaged everything. They both created a pretty toxic work environment. Given how they were, they tried to squeeze what they could out of the garbage we sorted through, that they eventually had to stop rinsing them when it came time to packaging just to save time. I felt guilty putting the repackaged produce out and seeing all these folks grab them because of the price, and not knowing that what they bought was exposed to something rotten moldy. My department manager, myself and a few other employees would try and grab a repackaged item here and there and toss them into the compactor before the store manager owner noticed, since we all knew if something happened the blame would be put onto us. Forced to fill out of date propane tanks in the 2000 gallon tank that I use to fill a smaller tank's leaks. Every time I'm forced to use it or fill out of date tanks, I take pictures and send it to my wife, just in case it blows up on me. I was a manager at Abercrombie & Fitch for a little over a year. Two things worth sharing, although I could gripe about this company all day. 1. When you're hired, there is specific verbiage in your contract stating that you do not have to wear A&F clothes to work, and if you don't, you must wear something similar with no obvious logos. This is a lie. They send out a manual of acceptable A&F Hollister outfits each season. They call these their triple S, and you, or the kids that work for you, can be fired for not purchasing and wearing these specific items. 2. I once hired this very smart young girl to work on the floor part-time. We had to submit pictures to corporate of every person we hired, and shortly after I sent hers in, I was asked by our regional manager to find a reason to fire the girl because she didn't look good in our clothes. I was also issued a warning for hiring her in the first place and scolded for recruiting someone that wasn't on brand. Worth mentioning that managers were also at risk of citation if they did not recruit a certain number of suitable teenagers per week. Honestly, she was a little bigger than our other employees, and I mean a little. 5-10 pounds over the stick thin girls happily approved by corporate, but she was a heck of a lot smarter. Would have made my job a lot easier to have someone like that around. We're all required to clock out for 15-minute breaks. This isn't illegal, but not paying for those breaks is, and they freaking don't. We're also required to clock out and wait around 4 hours, again, and paid, whenever machinery breaks down and needs repair. I did a temp job one day boxing up milk pints. The clutch on the boxer went out. They told us to wait in the break room and enjoy free milkshakes. A couple hours later they called us back because the clutch was fixed, and then someone said the time waiting wasn't paid and I noped the frick out. 10-15 hours of unpaid work each week. For those who are wondering, this is the story. I am in my second year of college, and last year I started volunteering to the cyber lab on campus. It was to gain experience working with VMs, AD, networking equipment, ECT. That was all well and good, but I was putting in 35 hours a week at that time, and so were my co-workers, and there was a huge push to get us paid. At the beginning of my second year this turned into a job, with tax forms and everything, and I could report 10 hours. At that time I was working 20 hours a week, reporting 10, and I was fine with that as I was getting experience. However, the time came where my job turned into doing work the professors didn't want to do, like writing labs assignments, being tech support for students, and sometimes even teaching classes. A couple of weeks ago I got word that I could only report 5 hours, because my co-worker is a butthole, and I am still expected to perform the same. At this point I am fed up with this free labor crap, and if my contract said I can only report 5 hours then I am only going to work 5 hours. Luckily I got a better job off campus and will be quitting cyber lab soon. My managers have to work off the clock a lot to save labor costs and cut back on overtime. We are expected to complete certain documentation, even if it is not accurate, false data. As a result the paperwork is perfect, it is what get audited. The support data, that is, audio and video archives, do not support the official files. I know in healthcare, it's common for residents to work more than you're technically legally allowed to work. I'm talking easily 80 plus hours per week. However, it's not reported because otherwise the residence program would be shut down and those residents won't be able to get jobs elsewhere. It's a vicious cycle. This was during our grand reopening days, but I was working 16-hour days without a break and I would occasional work off the clock to cut back overtime. Forgetting to put my overtime hours on my paychecks, I'd bring it up 3 or 4 times before they'd finally give me an extra check with my 15 or so overtime hours they'd forgotten about. Realistically, I think they hoped I'd forget about it and they'd get free labor out of it. Not on a daily basis, but my boss asks people to smuggle live animals across borders for him. We are a research lab and sometimes labs overseas have a particular strain of animals we need. Now, the country I'm in has a lot of red tape regarding imports of animals, as it should be. So in order to save time, my boss asks people, usually his friends abroad, to enter the country with embryos of the animal in their luggage. He alluded to me fetching some animals when I go to a conference abroad later this year. I smile and nod, but frick if I'm going to take the risk of smuggling for him. Us. When I was 16 my employer made me work 35-40 hour work weeks and close at 1 a.m, with no breaks. My co-workers would buy me cigarettes to keep me awake, and I drank way too much coffee, but I nearly failed an entire semester of high school. When I worked my only retail job, our store manager would regularly have us stack boxes in front of the fire escape door. If the fire marshals would have done an inspection, which our regional warned us about regularly, I don't know what would have happened to the store. I used to work in a restaurant that was part of a larger building, and the GM would put stacks of boxes, trash cans, etc. in the back hallway, which was clearly marked as a fire escape. We actually got fined by the fire marshal for obstructing the hallway, though, and it was not a small fine, like, multiple days of profits down the drain. Didn't stop GM from doing it though. I used to work at a high-end restaurant that regularly serves several drinks to groups of patrons who then drive home while clearly under the influence. It's not expressly illegal, but the customers or their victims could easily sue the restaurant for over-serving people. For whatever reason, the potential loss of wealthy clientele is much more scary than causing drunk driving accidents. Not filling out incident reports, where someone almost died, not being paid for cleaning days. I was literally fired for following company policy. Fixed stolen computers. Every time he told me to fix his laptops, they were missing the hard drive. Every single one of them. One time, this computer had a hard drive. No password, so I arrived directly on the desktop. There was a shitload of personal files, pictures, budget, wedding stuff. I hide the computer and try to contact the owners. Nothing. So I left the computer there and quit the job. I work at a fast food place that cooks chicken, rice, and that sort of stuff. Once in a while a chicken will fall on the dirty floor and he will put it back on the counter for people to eat. My boss does several things. 1. Does not pay the employees for mandatory meetings. If you don't show up, you're fired. 2. I've seen him rub at least 5 of his employees' butts, all girls. 3. He hired illegal immigrants. 4. He is a bookie and bets with his employers. We have a couple pallet transporters at work that require us to have a license. No one in the company has the license, but everyone uses them, most of us with literally zero training. It's not even like they are only used in the warehouse. We use them on the floor while customers are shopping daily. The worst part is, if caught by whatever agency enforces those laws, we as an individual are subject to a large fine. Poorly stocked medical cabinet, broken shelves carrying extremely heavy merchandise, broken ladders, and unallowed to take paid breaks. On Sunday we can't even clock out for lunch no matter how slow we are. We have to eat while working. Yep, it's retail. I worked at a historic hotel in my town right after I moved here. They hired me as a daytime front desk worker and then told me I would be training overnight as a night auditor. This included going into the time clock and adjusting workers' punches in and out. Clock in at 7:55 a.m. Nope. Now it's 8 a.m. Clock out at 5:15 p.m. Nope. 5 p.m. I told them to frick off after 3 days. Pretty much everyone here has a horrible story about working there, or interacting with the owners, or getting food poisoning from their restaurant because they have unbelievably awful food safety. A while back I worked at a smoke shop. At this smoke shop we sold stuff called spice, which was basically incense that people smoked and got really high off of. Eventually the law cracked down and all of that crap got banned. My boss made us sell it under the counter cash only to anyone who wanted it, since we still had a lot of stock and the police didn't take it. His only response when I asked about legal consequences was that he would bail us all out and get us lawyers if need be. I left that job shortly after. This is Pajama Doggo. He can only rest if you type sleep well, doggo. Thanks for watching. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Or don't. Either way, have a great day, you magnificent people.